time, a few minutes before five. First, thanks to all of you. I think, I don't know for you, but for me, I have learned a lot, and I do believe that we will be building what we are. And when I say we, it's not just we, us, but there is networks and all the various agenda that were discussed. The next step for the outcome of this meeting, last year we had hosted for the Gates Foundation. It was not a research meeting. It was a policy and business innovation. Some of you were there, where we were in. That was in the context of examining more convergence between agriculture, business, and health for food and nutrition security. The Gates has just started their agriculture division, and Prabhu Pingali, who is one of the directors, wanted to, as he said, bring my McGill approach of bringing business and health and non-health sector to help them think about where to go there. And we hosted the meeting. We had all discipline, and we got a global vice president from lead company from the breeding to the supermarkets, and extremely exciting and stimulating a new idea. And after the meeting, Prabhu and I sat and we said, well, where will people go from there? Coming to McGill, get excited and go back. And one of the things that we started to think is that we do need to, beyond kind of having a sense that we need to move toward this multi-level cross-sector and whatever we talk about, there are really models, integrative models, and I'm not talking about models at the quantitative work, but there are really important development at the level of concepts, at the level of thinking, at the level of kind of cross-data analysis that you would not have put together. So what we did, Gates sponsored a special feature in the proceeding of the National Academy of Science where we kind of took time to digest what happened at the exchange and the proceedings of the meeting, and then we defined kind of eight domains where we thought that more thinking had to be done by the leaders in the subfield, if I may say, to then really push the transdisciplinary agenda. So we are now in the end of this. The paper should be submitted soon. And from this experience, we would like to do the same, but with one additional thing, which will mean that I'm not promising that we will be moving systematically this because we have fundraising to do. But what we are planning to do with this one is build upon what we have done last year and should. I think in terms of transdisciplinary proceeding of the National Academy of Science is a very from when we look at the various one, it's an extremely stimulating outlet when you read this, and they have a lot of paper on complex system science. It has a citation index of 9.6, which our GCR are 2 point something. But what we would like to do this time is not just commissioning papers and push the thinking. We would like most likely, and I know, for instance, that in the context of this industry intervention, Tracy is interested at having kind of a follow-up subgroup for this team. So the we are considering to do is kind of think of 6, 7, or 8 kind of cluster that needs to be pushed forward, but not just commission paper, but get then money to organize a small group of the experts that are, and I would suspect that many of them would be from the people who were here, but doing kind of after the distillation of what we have been doing, Then having about 7 to 8 kind of sub-team then where we would be inviting experts for a follow-up meeting, but a follow-up meeting that the expert then carry with some work for the transdisciplinary, because we haven't seen those papers coming back, but we suspect that there is more need for the authors working together. So currently, for instance, on the innovation, Sike Prahalad was here last year. So Sike is writing a piece on how to integrate the thing, but still, it's one leader in the field thinking of integration, whereas now what we would like to do is kind of organize, with my co-chair here, kind of distillate the material, think of 8 or 9 clusters that need to be pushed from a real transdisciplinary perspective, and then kind of convene, and whether the meeting is virtual or real, it's to be discussed, but invite a limited number of experts on each of those, and then kind of push further the transdisciplinary. So that's, I see people seem to be here. So I'm not promising it because it is attached to fund that currently I don't have, but normally I manage to get fun when I want to make something happen. but that's basically is the next step. Let's say within six months, basically, we should come back with that. And in fact, Marie-Claire is not here. Oh, you're here. Okay. Yeah, come here, Marie-Claire. She did all the work. Like Terry was thanking me for having hosting the NIH meeting. I said I did not even notice that you had hosted this meeting. Marie-Claire, thank you so much. Thank you, Madame here. It has been a pleasure having you. Terry, do you want to add something? No?
No, I think we're all good. So the thing I would add is I think we understand that this is an iterative process, and so obviously from all the concepts that we gathered today, and we thank you for providing us with all this information, obviously the next step is to really go deeper and really think about sort of the operational aspect of all of these concepts. You know, how does the rubber really meet the road, so to speak, and so we'll report back.
So have a good and safe trip back home for those of you who are going back home. For those of you who are starting, as people have learned to call the Marathon du Bay, because this is a satellite to the think tank, and so we are in activity like this until Thursday next week. Narendra is my most resistant partner. Do you want to say something to close Narendra as a good chair?
Thank you very much. I just want to say that it took me 2 years to understand this multi-sectoral dimension. The language and the perspective is so much different to a pediatrician, and that's what I was discussing with the colleagues from India. We are trying to develop a multi-sectoral platform in India with ICMR, Indian Council of Medical Research, taking a lead. And as part of that, we are trying to bring in a lot of sectors and directly involving the government of India. And as part of that, next week, Secretary of Urban Transport and Mayor of Delhi would be coming to attend the World Platform meeting. I hope that we are able to assemble this multi-sectoral platform, which is activated, and also trying to bring health as an agenda on the various at the policy level. The one which was being discussed and the difficulties involved, maybe we are being over-ambitious, but we are trying. But because of our experience with the other health sectors, we thought simultaneously attacking the policy dimension is equally important. And with the people at the highest level, if they are also involved right in the beginning, it would be worthwhile. And we will certainly report back in the coming years about that. Thank you very much for the opportunity.